Joe Bradley watch. Listen, some game tonight, some finish in the end, and I think a point is the least you guys deserve.
Absolutely. I suppose with a slow start, we're very slow to get out of the blocks again today. It's something we need to probably work on, but second half, big change in mentality. About 10 clear chances there at the end. We're lucky enough to get two. Connor coming up with the goods again this week, but listen, we probably can't keep getting out of jail like that every week. We probably need to lock up the back door early on and maybe kick on from there.
Yeah, the goal that got you back into the game was a brilliant strike from Gavin McAteer. He has that, doesn't he? He has that ability to just work a wee bit of room and fire it into top corner again.
He does. Listen, he's absolutely incredible, to be fair to him. He's been training all week there, I suppose every training session, but even watching him on the pitch, he's got that kind of aura about him. He can take the ball anywhere, he'll take anybody on. He's got that wee spark, and sometimes we were lacking that, and Gavin comes up with the goods again this week.
Yeah, and credit to Connor as well. A great finish, completely out of nothing. He just struck it first time. He almost guided it into the back of the net.
He did. He actually had one 5 minutes beforehand with his weaker left foot and probably more of a chance of scoring from it, but yeah. That's Connor. He poses a wild threat when he goes up front, you know, with 10 minutes to go. He just knows where the goals are, and he seems to produce every week for us when we need him, so it's great.
Yeah. Listen, second half, Harps are well on top. You came on at half time, one of three changes at the break, so he wanted to just shake things up and perhaps just go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose we went from one striker to two in the second half, and we're able to go a wee bit more direct, play off second balls, maybe turn them, face their own goal a wee bit more, and we got a lot of joy out of it. But I know 45 minutes probably wasn't enough in the end up. If we had another 5 minutes or so, we might have snuck a winner, but listen, we'll take the point and still unbeaten at home.
Yeah, listen, he's a good squad there, Joel, and you have to be patient, I suppose. You brought in today at half time, maybe you did enough in that second half to earn a start next day down in Kerry.
Yeah, well, I suppose that you just kind of have to be patient. Everybody does. The squad's very, very strong. It's just to kind of be ready all the time when he calls you, or whoever is on the bench has to be ready to go at all times, like, because even changing today from one striker to two, you know, the striker has to be ready, so it kind of keeps everybody on your toes, and it's a really positive way of doing it, to be honest.
Yeah, and a good squad. The suggestion would be you guys have plenty of experience in there now and plenty of quality to challenge this season and be in the playoff shake-up.
Absolutely. I suppose last year we came up a wee bit short, and that bitter taste is kind of still in our mouth, so I suppose for the boys coming in, they know where we're aiming. We're aiming for a playoff, I suppose every team is, but you know, we can throw away leads like that and not get out all the time, so it's something we need to work on. But definitely playoff is the aim, and everybody involved here knows that. So.
And a long trek now to Kerry. Will you be away early?
We will, surely. I suppose anything past Dublin at all, we're in around the 9, 10 o'clock job. But
yeah.
Listen, it's a long journey, but they have to come here as well, so we can't keep playing that in our mind. It's just a journey at the end of the day. We get down there and everything's the same down there as it is here, so... Listen, we'll go down and try and take something off Kerry as well.